Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Welcome, everybody, to the Christine Upchurch Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, and today we have a fabulous bright light who's going to be shining her wisdom upon us. And I'm so excited. But first, I have to say hello and wave over here to Benny.
Hi there.
You're close and yet so far away, separated by lots of equipment.
I can get a little closer, but you know, there's personal bubbles I want to bubble space. I want to make sure I don't override. We're still a little new.
That's true. Yes, you're right, Benny. But you know, I don't want to bump any bumps.
I'm friendly, either, but I'm not that friendly, right? I'm just joking.
Welcome to those of you who are listening on KKNW AM 1150 right now. Whether you're listening in your car, listening in your home, your office. Also, you might be listening on cable radio network across the nation through your television, satellite or cable, WBLQ up in the Northeast, Transformation Talk Radio over the internet, of course, or maybe you're listening through the archives, but wherever you're listening from, you don't want to leave right now because I've got a fabulous show for you. You know, in the theater world, they refer to somebody as a triple threat when the person can act, sing, and dance. Well, in my field of energy healing, which I'm so passionate about, I call somebody a triple threat if the person knows how to do energy healing, but they also know the science and the psychology surrounding it. And today, my guest is a triple threat of that sort. Her name is Joyce Hawkes. She's a PhD, and she's got an amazing background. She's a fellow in the American Association for the Advancement of Science, and she's had all sorts of other awards, lots of publications. She's got a longstanding career as a research cell biologist and biophysicist. She had a near-death experience that shifted her reality dramatically and changed the course of her own journey. And she embarked on an exploration of indigenous healing traditions. Now she teaches energy healing at the interface of science and spirit, which is like the cutting edge of what's going on right now. She teaches both nationally and internationally, and she is the author of Cell Level Healing, The Bridge from Soul to Cell, and the book Resonance, 9 Practices for Harmonious Health and Vitality. And I'm so thrilled to be welcoming Dr. Joyce Hawkes. Joyce, welcome.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here with you today.
You know, Joyce, it's kind of crazy. I mean, I come from a scientific background as well, and the statistics ends of things. And I know that sometimes life throws us a curveball and we end up going a different direction. I can't think of a bigger curveball than going from a cell biologist and biophysicist to becoming an energy healer. How on earth did that happen?
It was a huge curveball because I had no connection with things like energy healing, clearly no belief in anything like that. I was through and through a scientist. If you couldn't prove it in the lab, it weren't real.
Right.
So, in fact, I was pretty much an atheist at the time of the near-death experience. Went into that long, dark tunnel towards the light and towards being greeted by mother and grandmother, who I loved dearly and had passed, but I had no belief in an afterlife. And there they were,
wow,
quite healthy, quite beautiful, quite welcoming, and could communicate their love to me. And other experiences on the, quote, other side. So I went in an atheist. I came out totally not one.
Right.
I had no direct calling to healing in that experience. It simply opened up the doors. It alerted me to an experience expansion of awareness that had never been part of my understanding. And so it was more almost 7 years after that experience when I had a very direct calling to healing that was so profound that I resigned my position as the head of the electron microscopy lab for National Marine Fisheries, which is part of NOAA, the next business day. It took me a couple of months to finish up things, get people trained to take over and leave. And then I just felt like I jumped off into an abyss of now what. People started coming to me for healing. I had studied healing with a local healer, was not really credentialed in any way. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden within 3 months, I was booked solid. So people were getting results and telling each other about it.
Wow.
My prayer all these years has been, may the people I can actually assist, that I can actually help, show up. Because my experience is there's many healers. Each has a community that they seem to resonate with or be on the same wavelength. Don't know quite how to describe that, but those people that they can help, if we try and go, well, I'm the big healer for everybody in the world, it's just not, this doesn't work.
Right. You know, Joyce, I want to hear lots more about your healings and your perspective on healing in general, but you just sort of glossed over something that I think is just so courageous. You talked about this transition from being a scientist, a research scientist who had lots of publications and honors, and you made a choice to leave that. And I think about all these people who are in transition of one sort or another, who know that something's not right and they need to move on to a different direction. How does a person get the courage? How did you find the wisdom and the inner motivation to move from scientist to healer?
Thank you for that question. It was a long time ago. I left the lab in 1984. So the angst of it all is not real on the top of my mind. But what is there is I had no desire to leave. I figured I could do both. I could help people on the weekend and evenings, and I could run the lab because I liked my position. I liked the status. I loved what I did. I was passionate about twiddling the knobs on an electron microscope and looking inside of cells magnified 100,000 times.
Right, and clearly from the list of credentials I've seen, you were fabulous at it.
I was really good at it. To be honored as a fellow in AAAS is a big deal in this country.
And right.
That was based on nanosecond pulse ruby laser effects on pigment. And it was ecstatic kinds of cutting-edge research, which I truly loved.
Right.
But the near-death experience was so intense, the sense of peace, of joy, of unity, of connection with everything, of the expansion of consciousness and something so beyond ordinary experience, at least any experience I had had, that I couldn't refute it, which I kind of tried to do after I first came back. Oh, well, low oxygen in the brain and da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
But I started talking with others who had similar experiences. But the call for me to actually embark on a whole nother life journey was as intense or more intense. I could not turn away from the sense of love, from the sense of here is an invitation. You're asked. Your call is to heal. You're asked to do this.
Right.
And it wasn't that I figured I would drop dead the next minute if I said no.
Sure.
It was a persuasion of the most incredible kind that words don't even get close to. And I thought I would never write again. I would never speak again. I loved traveling around, and I had been both in the States and abroad as a scientist presenting research material. I thought all that was gone, and it's expanded since then. I've written two books that have done really well. Mm-hmm. I've traveled internationally to speak and teach. My private practice is very busy, and I have clients now via phone or Skype who cannot come to the office. Some do, but it's clients all over the world. And so what looked like, what my perception was, that would, life would be much more limited, has not been true. It's expanded beautifully, and I'm very grateful, very.
Well, it's such a beautiful story, because I'm sure that you're talking about going into that abyss, but you were following your soul intent, as you put it.
Yep.
And you've been supported clearly through, you know, your success and through all the lives that you're touching. And, you know, and it's that sort of situation you have to think, if you had chosen to stay in the laboratory doing something that you were also passionate about, but perhaps was not your soul's calling, and you could have touched lives in various ways and you know, made your imprint on the world. But think of all the lives you might not have touched if you hadn't chosen to step into your soul's calling.
It's true. And in, I had no desire or real experience to write a book that would be not a research piece, that would
right.
be popular, hopefully, that anyone could read. You know, and cell-level healing has been in the hands of over 30,000 people now, and Resonance, the new book, close to 10,000.
Right.
So that sort of thing could not have been done in the area that I was before. You know, my comment to people who are on the edge dancing that dance of, whoa, do I leave my career as an attorney or if this or that, is an encouragement to find a style, a form of meditation in which they know they are deeply quiet inside, where the space inside is neutral, connected with the all that is, and from that place, the nudge to change, the calling will come. When we're attached to it and in our brains going, should I not, it's just a place of frustration.
Yes. Well, what a fascinating story. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Joyce Hawk some more. And Joyce, we're going to want to hear lots about your travels and the things you've learned about healing and how this healing has biological scientific validation. When we return on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show, Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email Julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW AM 1150. I'm having a fascinating conversation today with Dr. Joyce Hawks. She's a biophysicist and cell biologist who is now an energy healer. She teaches healing internationally. And we've just heard her fascinating story about how she had this near-death experience and then ultimately went and shifted her life and went into a totally different realm. Joyce, when you decided to become a healer, I know that you did some traveling. Why did you do that?
You know, I had a friend who had gone to the Philippines and said, "Whoa, Joyce, there's some really interesting healers there." And then everything just opened up. And what I've discovered is if I think it's a good idea to do something and it's not truly my path, that something happens and you can't even book the airplane ticket.
Right.
It's very interesting. But when it is truly the guidance working, everything flows simply and easily.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the Philippines and spent about 3.5 months there. I had no idea who I would connect with.
Oh,
and I found a healer who was not a psychic surgeon, primarily because he fainted at the sight of blood. It's always cracked me up.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I forget psychic surgeons have to deal with blood as well.
Yes, they do. Anyway, he was a very authentic healer, and I learned from him by just working with him. That was really a great experience. Then I came back, and it took a while to integrate that work and to figure out how to shift what I learned at a very deep level into our culture here in the Western world, because he was not in a main city, was not in Manila. And then all of a sudden, another kind of nudge. I spent a month in India, in South India, learned a lot, and then back and integrated that. And then through another friend actually had been to Indonesia, to Bali, and said, "Oh, there's all kinds of cool stuff going on there."
Oh, yeah.
So I read a bit. What I discovered is Balinese healers, the new generation of them, if they don't come through a genetic lineage or a family lineage, they're authenticated and accepted by their local community after a near-death experience. And I went, "Whoa, what is that about?" And those healers are shamanic, who are using practices of extraction to help people get well, practices of being in trance state, but not induced by substances, all through meditation. And so it intrigued me, and I went over the first time for 6 weeks and had no idea who to connect with, and just bing, 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 after I'd learned how to dress properly to go to a temple, what kind of hand motions not to use, and, you know, those are all very cultural.
Right. Oh, yes.
Kind of how to behave myself. Then all of a sudden, whing, things opened up, and I met a fabulous healer who I worked with for 10 years. And I went back and forth from Seattle
Wonderful.
To Bali to work with her. And she took me to temples all over the island for test initiation. And it was fascinating, Christine, because when I met her, I said, "I so respect your rituals, is very Hindu. Mm-hmm. You do certain rituals in your healing and in your trance work. These will not translate to my culture.
Uh-huh.
If there's some common ground deep underneath it where we can connect and communicate, I'm there. And she did that. She didn't say, you've got to learn 5,000 rituals before I'll talk to you.
Right. And I think that there are a lot of healers out there who have great attachment to either their religious beliefs or their beliefs of how something absolutely has to be done, as opposed to sort of touching that, like, grander field, if you will, or, you know, source, and trusting. And so that's fabulous that she was able to sort of extend it beyond her belief system.
Yeah. And so that also extended my belief system, just as you said, beyond any dogma anywhere. That,
right.
And so I've studied deeply in the major religions, and eventually you get to a place where the mystics are, where the deep breath, where the quiet is, mm-hmm. where it's not so much about the yada yada of this belief or that belief or this dogma or that dogma, but a place of common ground where humans experience the dance with the divine, where we touch the universe.
Oh,
and that's unlimited energy.
You know,
people come and say, well, if I'm healed, it'll take away from someone else. And I go, oh, please, don't say that. The energy of blessing, of healing, of profound touch with the universe, with God, however you want to name it, with creation, is unlimited. That is not a limited energy.
Right. And when you're working with people, do you find that sometimes their belief systems are getting in the way of receiving that flow from source, that life energy that we naturally can open to?
Yes, sometimes. And so part of my work with them initially is attempting to understand if they are blocking in that way, mm-hmm. and talking about unblocking, about moving past that. And some of that is beyond belief. In a sense, it is experience. Once someone experiences the flow of that blessing and energy, the belief tends to vaporize real fast.
Yes, and I mean that. I think that that's where we're at right now. Sort of on the edge of the mainstream. There are many people from the mainstream who, you know, have had their blinders on. They say, you know, reality looks like this, and I'm not willing to look beyond the sides of my blinders here. And then what happens is they do get exposed. And oftentimes people don't get exposed to this until they have some sort of crisis.
True.
Or somebody they love dearly has a crisis, and they're trying all options.
Mm-hmm.
But it is wonderful to see somebody shift totally, because their belief system has to shift in order to accommodate what they've experienced and before their eyes or in their bodies.
In their body, that's true.
Yeah.
And there's much more interest now than there was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, uh-huh. way more than 10 or 15 years ago.
So why do you think that is?
Well, I think people have known someone who were benefited or have read something. There's more in our culture now about these possibilities on the one hand, and on the other hand, more experience with the limitations of medical science. And I don't ever ask people to not use medical science or
right.
stop their meds. I say, this can be a team approach. Let's all work together on it. And that's happening. And I think that's thrilling, because it gives people a very wide range of support during any kind of crisis.
Right. And they don't have to go beyond their comfort zone to experience something that's outside of their comfort zone. It's like, you know, I've met people along the way who were just saying, I don't want to use a medical doctor. I don't want to use a medical doctor. And I truly believe that each of us is on our own journey. And so whatever they choose is perfect for them. Mm-hmm. However, sometimes I think that there are people who are in sort of the New Age realm who have such fear about doing something that is sort of towards the mainstream. And from my perspective, I think that you do whatever feels right.
Yeah, I agree.
And medical science can be such a wonderful help.
True. truly, and I often say to folks, you know, if I broke my leg, I wouldn't sit and pray over it. I'd say, right. Would you please get me to the ER?
Yes, oh, absolutely. And trauma meds, you know, I mean, that's just, that's fabulous in what they do. You get into a car accident, same sort of thing. But there are a lot of chronic illnesses out there. People are just kind of feeling stuck, and they have some maybe pharmaceuticals that can kind of control the symptoms, but it's not healing the underlying cause.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And somebody going through cancer treatment, for example, my experience has been that they're able to move through the side effects of the treatment with much less pain, much less illness, much less impact of the side effects if they can combine that.
Right.
Like even blessing whatever medication they have to take and welcoming it to their body. So if you look at that at a very sort of scientific end, it's like, well, let's reduce the stress of having to take that pill.
Yes.
Because the stress isn't good for you alone, let alone what it does it mean to energetically embrace that as a healing tool along with the other things you're doing.
Right, right. If they're viewing it as being toxic, then it will be toxic. And that allows them to sort of assimilate it better. That's fabulous. Well, you know, Joyce, I do want to talk lots more about what cell-level healing is and some of the scientific research that backs it up. But we're going to take a quick break now here on the Christine Upchurch Show. Stay tuned, folks. We're going to have more with Dr. Joyce Hawks.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and also Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Joyce Hawks. She is a cell biologist, a biophysicist, an energy healer, and a teacher of energy healing as well, and author of two books, Cell Level Healing, The Bridge from Soul to Cell, and Resonance, Nine Practices for Harmonious Health and Vitality. Now, Joyce, before we start talking more about cell level healing, can you please tell our listeners how they can connect with you?
Indeed. My website is celllevelhealing.com. You can connect there. And all the information about the office and all that is available there. Or I really encourage you to take a look at the books, see if they might serve you. I also have a link to 6 hours of instruction, including guided meditation, that's on my website. It's called Foundations in Healing. It's a course, and that's still available for people. So you find all that and answers to questions and pictures and good things on the website, celllevelhealing.com.
Wonderful. And yes, in your books, you have people do exercises to explore and to open up to the flow of energy and stuff. And so there's great resources within that as well. So Joyce, okay, so you've studied with healers in various parts of the world. You've had your own healing ability sort of naturally ignited through your near-death experience and developed your own sort of brand, so to speak, of healing. Why focus on the cell level?
Yeah, that's such a good question. Thank you. What I experienced when I was reading and exploring how other healers were working is that often it would be, okay, I have diabetes. So the prayer was, fix my diabetes. And I'm going, yikes, there's tremendous complicated biology behind that. And people were not getting really good results with that kind of focus.
Uh-huh.
So I just started going into meditation and asking, show me where to work. And bingo, up would come either an image of a cell or the feeling of reaching that deeply. The cells, the 100 trillion cells in our body,
wow,
are truly the source of our life. It's where the life force and energy resides when it's in the body and not traveling down long dark tunnels.
Right.
And so then it was, again, let's dance with it, let's play with it, let's experience what happens when we go deeply to a part of the body that needs help. And I learned from clients. Let me tell you one story that illustrates this. Well, two. There was a doggie that someone brought to me that was young. He had a hole between the two upper chambers of his heart.
Uh-huh.
And the vet had told the owner that they would have to put the dog down. It could not possibly survive.
Oh, dear.
And so I worked with this dog and probably 6 times. And the focus was on the cells around that opening where the walls of the chambers had not closed. And they grew. They closed. Mm-hmm. And I've written about Wolfie. I called the owner. I got in touch with the owner, who is in British Columbia now.
Uh-huh.
And she said, oh, yeah, he lived a complete, full, happy doggy life to a little over 11 years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And so it wasn't, all right, heal the dog. It was, oh, help me find where the focus needs to be that I can bring that to those cells to support them to do what is needed for life.
Mm-hmm.
I have lots of stories with people also.
Right. And, you know, Joyce, I think it's really hilarious sometimes. There are people up there who will never go to see an energy healer themselves, But if their animal is like near death,
right,
they'll find their way to us.
That's true. That is true. So I do work on a fair number of animals, but yeah, it's very interesting. That's very true. And I also find the work with animals encouraging because it says it's not just how we think about stuff, because I don't think we're chatting with animals about their belief system, but there's something much bigger than that that helps us heal, that touches us to heal.
In other words, it's not the placebo effect.
No, it's not.
Yes, and so, that's really important.
So it was experience of practicing, bringing the focus deep to whatever cell population might help. It was a young man that came to me who had fallen in a soccer game, and he had nasty bone spurs when the broken ankle healed. Now, ankles are very complicated. There's a number of bones in there.
Right.
He could barely walk on that leg, and you know, he wasn't 30 years old yet, so it was pretty impactful. So he lay down on my treatment table, took off his shoe and his sock, and just started moving energy. And the lower part of his leg, from mid-calf to the bottom of his foot, turned white, running with sweat and cold, a classic shock response. So what I learned from that was the body had integrated the shock and held it. It was somaticized, if you will, and the natural healing ability of the body was not able to work. So here was a situation where removing the shock of the accident, the trauma response, was the critical thing to do. And then calling forth, sort of supporting the natural cell, the osteoclast, bone cells that can remove a bone spur, can re-sculpt anything, a spur or an arthritic joint, and then calling in osteoblasts, which smooth normal bone. So this was a combination, if you will, of almost an emotional experience in this young man, and then moving to the cells that could intervene to actually get on board and heal. And they did. The bone spurs went away. The pain went away. And he was back playing soccer eventually.
That's
not overnight.
Great.
It took some time.
Right.
But it didn't take forever. It didn't take years. It took, a couple of months.
So in this story, you know, you had the evidence, the physical evidence before you that there was an emotional response getting released from the body.
Yes.
Do you find that in most cases where you're working with somebody and they are, you know, going through the process of healing, that there's an emotional component to the physical problem?
Sometimes. Not always, though. It's not 100%. And that's very curious to me.
Uh-huh.
So there are times, yes, when it's there and it needs to be addressed, and there'll be some spoken or physical evidence of that being a player. But there are other times when that's been dealt with, but the body has not healed. And so then the work that's in front of it for me is to move deep to that cellular physical level.
Right, right. Well, that makes sense. So,
and my strongest gift, by the way, is reaching that very physical level. So if people come to me with emotional trauma, I usually encourage them to find, you know, either a healer for whom that is their particular specialty or gift, or a really good psychologist or psychiatrist to work with, and we'll work as a team.
So I know, based on the stories in your book, that sometimes you see healings, you know, very quickly, and other times it seems to take much longer. Do you have any insight as to why sometimes the healing takes so long or doesn't happen?
It's a puzzle to me. I wish I did, and I keep asking, could we speed this up so that people can get healed in one session? Because there are so many people right now asking for this, and I don't know. I wish I knew. It's not because the client or the patient is bad, wrong, or resistant. I've had people who were incredibly resistant to the work that a family member or even a physician or psychologist drug them to my office, and they had incredibly, almost instantaneous healing.
I know. I've seen the same thing, that where they don't believe, they don't want. And that's,
yeah.
Isn't that fabulous?
It is.
And then you get people who are all lined up in terms of they're doing a lot of their inner work and they've cleared out a lot of stuff, and yet they stay stuck in their physical illness.
And the physical illness doesn't move. And so I put all that into the realm of mystery. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe at some point that mystery will open up and I'll understand it more. I honor it, and I honor people's own path in their journey, and they ask me, well, how many sessions do I need? And I'll go, I don't have a clue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For example, I had a wonderful woman, a Polish woman who lives in California, didn't speak much English, older. She had one eye that had gone completely blind. Her ophthalmologist told her that was it. That eye would never have vision again.
Oh, dear.
And so she called because she heard me on a radio show, and I said, you know, I'll do my best, let's see what we can do. And none of us really believed this was going to change.
Mm-hmm.
The opinion of the ophthalmologist was so strong. So I did the work. I went to the eye. I went, was guided to the macula, was guided to a place where it was sticky and gooey from a bleed.
Uh-huh.
And so the work was to remove that very gently and give the body a chance to repair. Whoa, the next day she called in tears and left a message saying, this morning I could see a black letter on a piece of white paper that was about an inch high. Now, we've continued to help her because the image wasn't completely clear. It had a wobble, blah, 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 blah. But her vision has continued to improve after the one session.
Wonderful. When somebody said, it's impossible.
It's impossible.
And the universe had another choice there, another possibility. Wonderful. Well, I'm going to want to hear more about the science. There's scientific evidence that backs all of what you do up. And we're going to be taking a quick break here. When we return on the Christine Upchurch Show, we're going to I'm having an authentic moment here. We're going to talk more with Dr. Joyce Hawks.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
We are giving birth today. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to ask that you submit a short story to make a difference in someone's life, someone that you care about, someone who could benefit from the care that Wellness One provides. And for that person, Wellness One is going to donate their services, not just to one person, but to several people over time. This decision will be based on the heartfelt sharing of what you write, on what you say that individual needs. They won't be sharing this story with anyone. It will be completely confidential. Dr. Thane, I would love for you to let folks know the best way to submit their story.
Go ahead and send it to my email. It's going to be Dr. Thane, D-R, T is Tom, H-A-I-N is Nancy, at wellnessone, that's WellnessOne.net.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on Transformation Talk Radio, Cable Radio Network, and AM 1150 KKNW. We're here talking to Dr. Joyce Hawks, having a fascinating conversation about energy healing and some of the biological aspects of this. She's a biophysicist, and so, she's written a book called Cell Level Healing. And we've been talking about the reasons for looking at the cells and some amazing healing she's shared with us. But Joyce, can you share some of the scientific research that actually backs up the reality of this?
I can share some, yes. We've done a little bit. My main thrust is being available to people for healing from the energy side. But many people have gone back to their physician. They've been retested. And something dramatic has changed for them, even at a genetic level, with diseases that are controlled from that arena in the cell. And so over these almost 30 years of doing this work, lots of feedback from medical testing with people that I've worked with that have indeed healed from things that would not otherwise been possible.
Right.
Or seen something that a doctor needed to address. A woman came to me who had broken her leg skiing, had had it set and was in a cast. It was the first time I had worked with her, and she had made the appointment about some other situation. And she was on the table, and as I was working, her leg opened up. It was like in my inner vision could see into her leg. That does not always happen. That's a little freaky
fascinating
for me when it does. And I could see that the bone was not set properly. I raced it and went back over and over again. And I finally said to her, look, we've just met. You don't know me. You've not experienced this, but please go back to a doctor and have this x-ray. She did. What I saw was exactly accurate. She had to go to surgery. They had to essentially re-break the bone, pin it, but it healed properly. Otherwise, it would not have. And she was an athlete. It would have impacted her life tremendously.
Wow.
So
there you were tuning in, and you actually saw that the doctors had made a mistake.
Yep.
And it needed to be corrected by the doctors.
Yep.
In order for it to heal. That's fascinating.
So here's, I'm trying to indicate a range of the science involved, from medical science with people that we work with, you and I and other healers, and from the more esoteric ivory tower science.
Right.
Some of the interesting evidence I have now is from the field of electroencephalogram work, EEG work.
Right.
Now,
This
is not about healing brain cells per se. This is about what brain cells do when we're in a healing state.
Right.
And rather than having to take a biopsy, you just put some electrodes on the head and you measure it.
Sure.
So I've been measured in Seattle, and I've been measured doing healing work here. I've been measured during healing work here when the person receiving healing was in California, almost 1,000 miles away, when someone was in India, many thousands of miles away. What was fascinating is the earlier research from Richard Davidson at University of Wisconsin with Tibetan monks is that when these incredible men are meditating, their brains run beta waves, which is a certain frequency frequency of the activity of the neurons in parts of the brain. And that's what we all run when we're thinking, this regular awake thinking mind.
Right, which can be kind of chaotic.
Yes. But these people were running beta, meaning they were awake, they weren't in torpor or dozing. And delta, which is the slowest brain wave, and that's usually only seen in deep sleep, but these people run it simultaneously. So there's something about training our minds in meditation, in that experience of deep silence, that changes the way our brain cells actually function. And so when I'm doing healing work, my and now anytime I'm tested, I run beta delta. And during the healing phase, the delta goes up 7, 8, 9 times higher than any other brain wave. So there's something about the connection universally that moves to another person, and people on the other end pick that up and their brains start doing that.
Right.
Or their brains do something else. One woman that I worked with in California was in the middle of a very intense divorce, and she had no sense of peace. And when we started working, all of a sudden, alpha waves came up. So our brain waves are beta first, as far as speed. Well, gamma is up there much faster. We'll talk about that in a minute. Then alpha is lower, and there's a sense of peace when we're running that. Then theta is when we're either dreaming or visualizing. Mm-hmm. And then delta is this out there in the whoosh, as I call it.
Right.
But this woman's alpha wave just went pshoo really high, and she said, oh, I haven't felt this relaxed and peaceful in well over a year. So people receive, I guess, more of what they need than what I think they should get.
Sure.
Now, in India, we did some amazing testing. That's thousands of miles away. And when my brain was doing this high delta, the person there was being tested at a bioscience research center in Pune, India, with a number of different parameters. And those physiological parameters changed quite dramatically during the work. So I'm interested in this and pursuing more of this to understand how we affect each other in these best of states of sending peace, joy, healing, energy for blessing, for healing to each other. And we know from other results that other parts of the body change and can heal.
Right.
But here's some real direct time-by-time evidence of what the cells in our brain do in response to being in that kind of work.
Well, that's fabulous. And, you know, science, it takes science a long time sometimes to catch up with what people have known in their reality. And, you know, unfortunately, our time is growing short. I'd love to continue this conversation with you, Joyce. Remind us again, what is your website?
Website is cellevelhealing.com. And I encourage people just to check that out and perhaps enjoy the book. I am booked out about 6 to 7 months ahead in my private practice.
Wonderful.
And there are other people working with me I've trained that are possibilities if people are looking for healing. But the books will help.
Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank
Fascinating.
You. It's been a delight, and I high hand to you. Beautiful work. Thank you so much.
Thank
Christine.
You. And if you want to learn more about me, go to stellarreflections.com. You can check out our YouTube channel, Stellar Reflections. I'm also on Facebook under Stellar Reflections and the Christine Upchurch Show. Also, you can find more information about me on the cover article of New Spirit Journal. Go to newspiritjournal.com. I'm so grateful to have had this conversation with Dr. Hawks today, and I'm so grateful that you joined me here today. Thanks so much. I've got a fascinating show next week. Angela Bushman, author of A Soul's Journey Home. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.